Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Oh, listener, if you think your relationship is built on trust, I say think again, because a study commissioned by Sky TV shows 86% of us are sneaking episodes of our favourite programmes behind our partners' backs. Worse still, over half of TV cheaters from the 2,000 couples polled say they feel guilty about it. I'm joined by podcaster Cassie Delaney. Cassie, you're very welcome. They call it TV cheating.
Thank you. They do. And it is a sin. It is the worst thing imaginable. The whole purpose of finding a mate is to binge watch Netflix together. Going forth solo is a massive betrayal in my eyes.
Yeah. So this survey says not alone do they skip ahead, they also do it secretly.
That's it. That's the worst part. And 35% of them found out by revealing spoilers, which I think is the hardest thing to take. So not only have they cheated and gone ahead and watched it without you. Yeah. They're now ruining the surprise and ruining all the secrets that are going to come out of it for you as well.
Why do this, I wonder? I mean, does it point to streaming addiction?
It might do, but I think it's more the kind of cliffhanger nature of binge watching shows. It's very hard when you have a show like The Last of Us or Line of Duty where you have to piece it all together for it to make sense. It's just really hard to stop, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Especially those kind of did he murder them or will he get out of prison having been wrongfully convicted type series.
Anything with Sarah Lancashire in it. Any one of those. That's what we're looking for, yeah.
But the other thing is you're found out, as you say, when you reveal the spoiler. But, I mean, do people feel, when does a guilt come forward when you have to say, look, I'm not watching this episode, I've seen it already?
See, yeah, you have to really fake it as well if you're going to sit down and really commit to it, don't you? So you have to remember to gasp. You have to say things like, I never saw that coming over and over again and really fake it. So I'd say the guilt is probably eaten away when you know that you're lying to your poor partner's face.
Cassie, you seem to speak so knowledgeably about this. You seem like a TV cheater yourself.
I am, yeah. No, I've obviously done it. Everybody has. I've turned over a new leaf, though. I'll never do it again.
Yeah. What have you cheated on or what made it happen?
I think it is those ones like Line of Duty. I remember The Mayor of Easttown. That was a really good one. And the first season of Silo on Apple TV. That was fantastic as well. They were just really hard when you're trying to figure out, you know, the crux of what happened and trying to get to the end. Really, really hard to stop.
Does it mean that TV cheaters in are selfish, Cassie?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think we all just, you know, enjoy relaxing at the end of the day. I mean, you've got stuff like Celebrity Big Brother on tonight and you've got, you know, the big shows Married at First Sight on tonight. And I'd say there's a lot of people who have their partners out in the pub. So the question would be whether they'll be sat at home on their own watching.
I know, you see, you can't control the urge. I mean, doesn't it point to a massive problem?
That's it. And if you have a routine, who's to break your routine, you know?
Yeah, there you go. What, do you have any golden rules or any tips since you've turned a new leaf as to how to manage this massive problem, which has been outlined in this survey for us?
Yeah, I mean, my advice is just put trackers everywhere. No, my advice is to, my general advice for binge watching TV in a partnership is to always leave at least two episodes. Because if you go into the second last episode, you end up into the last episode. You definitely can't stop. And you'll both end up tired and cranky the next day. Yeah. So that's my kind of my golden rule. And then just be honest with it. I mean, find something else to watch or go back to previous seasons of things and rewatch little comfort watches if you're on your own.
Okay. Well, look, good advice. Or start something else. Start a new series. Podcaster and reformed TV cheat, Cassie Delaney. Thank you very much, Anita.